Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on KWIT Siouxland Public Media. My name is Adrian Colbo and I am sitting down today with Kelly Quinn from Marty's Tap, The Marquee, and coming up, Brew City. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so Kelly, you've been a long time. You're kind of a mainstay here in Sioux City. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I grew up in Sioux City. Born in Denver, Colorado, moved here when I was younger, when I was just a kid, and yeah, it was, Sioux City's been a, you know, part of my life, you know, since I was 4 years old. It's a great town. I love it, and got married 8 years ago to my wife. We have three kids, and we decided to buy Marty's Tap, which has been here since 1962.
Right.
And it's a really awesome place. And, you know, it's a place I've been coming long before I've owned it. So yeah, we bought it, we love it, and we're doing pretty fun, cool things, and yeah.
Yeah, so we're sitting in Marty's Tap right now.
Yeah.
And this is my first on location for Food for Thought, but this is pretty cool. And what you've done with the place, I remember coming in here before you owned it, and it was kind of it was totally a different vibe, right? So you've done a lot to kind of change, to keep some of the feel of the place, but to kind of try to attract a little bit of a different audience here, would you say?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, not totally deliberately. You know, when we got Marty's, we wanted to keep it the same. We wanted it to have kind of the same old feel. But I just think naturally when we got here, we, you know, what I guess the first thing we noticed is, you know, it's really dark. You know, and a lot of some people like that in their neighborhood bar. But we came in and said, you know what, let's put up new things. Let's get the lighting a little different. Let's but try to keep the integrity of it. And, you know, it's little things like that. Put our own little touches on it.
Right.
That people do come in and they notice it, but it was so kind of gradual for us that, you know, it's hard for us to, you know, see what it was like before.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, people, you know, for instance, Thanksgiving, you know, we had some people come in and they hadn't been in here for years, and right away they were just like, something is different, but I like it. You know, they couldn't really, you know, you can't really point it out, but it's still the same old Marty's. We just maybe have a little different feel, kind of a, you know, it's hard to say what we're going for. You know, kind of a hipper, maybe a little more vintage feel to it.
Right. Yeah.
We do live music now, regularly. So maybe a kind of a live music feel. And now with Brew City coming in, it's even going to change more, you know, and how much I guess.
Well, I would agree that it's not like this massive change that makes you think, oh, they totally changed this place up. But it does feel a little bit more welcoming. The lighting's a little bit better. And then obviously, like you said, you mentioned some of the special things that you guys are doing, some of the ideas that you're infusing into. I would say that you're just in general infusing into the bar scene in Sioux City. In general, like the Sunday Fun Day, which is mm-hmm. on Sundays for a particular season, right? When it's in the summertime, is
yeah.
that when the
you
season
know,
is?
We did it as a one-time thing. Oh God, probably a year ago. Actually, it was the first time was last February.
Okay.
And Polly, who's a friend of mine, and her boyfriend Josh, they were talking. Actually, Josh, I think, was talking about this huge party at their house they had that they do once in a while, and they make up a ton of pho.
Pho, which is a Vietnamese soup.
Yep.
Right. Hot and, Vietnamese soup.
Yeah. And they said, oh, it's so great. And people come over and it's just a great time. People just hang out. And it just kind of dawned on me. I was like, do you know what? Why or would you consider doing that at a public place where anyone could come? And she was like, oh, my God, that would be awesome. I was always thinking maybe I could do that sometime. And I said, well, let's make it happen. So we right away kind of talked logistics and what she would all need and threw an event up on Facebook, and oh my God, people came.
Hundreds of people came each time, right? I mean,
yep.
I think the last time that I went, it was 200 some bowls of pho.
Yeah, almost 250 bowls, which is nuts.
That's incredible.
Because our capacity isn't 250, but the thing is, people come in just to eat, mm-hmm. have a beer or two, leave. It's just evolving all day long, and it's really cool to see. We're starting to get families coming in because we do it as an all ages thing. You know, we because we have our patio out there.
Yeah, so there's kind of a tent area in the back.
So we have families show up that eat, and it's really cool to do. And you know, I've had some people say it kind of feels like a bigger city event, like something you see in like smaller neighborhoods. In, you know, let's say Chicago, you know, stuff where these neighborhood bars are throwing together these huge feasts and inviting everybody.
Right.
And that's kind of what we want to implement here at Marty's. It's kind of a Chicago bar anyway, you know, this big Cubs bar. My brother and sister live in Chicago. One of my favorite places whenever we go down there, I just go to all these small neighborhood bars and look around and say, what can we do to get the feel? Because the feel is so cool, you know, so cool. Yeah, it's like a neighborhood, just, you know, everyone supports it, and, you know, we feel like our customers are a family, and we decided right away that we're going to throw these events where we get people to come hang out. And
well, it's not, you know, you and I were talking about the neighborhood. The neighborhood itself is, you know, at night, not the nicest place, you know, to be in Sioux City. Nope. But the neighborhood vibe of this establishment is great. Like I've never, at least in the, you know, the past few years, you know, coming to Marty's, I've never felt, I've never felt uneasy about coming to Marty's.
No, I know exactly.
And so I think that the idea is that you create this neighborhood bar or this neighborhood restaurant or a neighborhood establishment that people have no problem driving into and still calling it their neighborhood, their favorite place for a beer, or, you know, to come on a Sunday for some football and some pho, or, you know, yeah, or whatever you guys are cooking up. So something else that you are doing, you know, for like the Iowa games, I was here for a shrimp boil. Yep. Which was just fantastic. And, you know, obviously highlighting a bar is not necessarily food for thought, but I absolutely think that the things you guys are doing with, you know, your specialty, these ideas, you know, bringing the community together and offering, you know, some jambalaya, offering some, you know, a shrimp boil,
chili cook-off,
yeah, which is, you know, awesome that you guys are doing it. You know, the venue is different, but these are things that I think Sioux City really needs. And so, your chili cook-off was the first annual this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Like, how successful was that chili cook-off?
You know, when we announced we were doing it, I said, there's no limit on chilies. And,
was that a good idea or a bad
well,
idea?
You know, we had 24 show up, which is awesome, but it also logistically was kind of a nightmare as far as getting power to, I mean, we literally went through every breaker.
Yeah, and how many crock pots can you
put? Yeah, I know. But nothing blew. Everything turned out good. The judges were a little overwhelmed after having to taste 24. Next
and how,
year,
how many judges were there?
There was five.
Five judges, 24 chilies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how much Pepsi AC?
Oh, God, man. I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, it was one of those things where we did it and it was so successful that, you know, instead of scaling it down, you know, I'm not one to scale things down if it's successful. So now we're talking about probably tenting the parking lot and doing it like that, bringing right. in generators. And, you know, maybe I want 30 or 40 next year. I mean, I think that's how we look at things, and we want to build them. We don't, you know, oh, it's too busy. I don't think there's
right.
such thing as it's too busy. It's too much fun, you know. So we, next year, who knows? Same with the pho. I mean, it grows every time, and it's.
Well, I think that there's a
continue.
There's a common theme here when we're talking about you know, competition in Sioux City, and, you know, the more positive activity we have, the more clever, great ideas that we can, you know, bring back from traveling and implement them here in Sioux City. Just the more that food culture and beer culture and things like that grow in Sioux City, the better everyone's going to do. So, you know, to suppress things and say, we have, you know, this chili cook-off is at its limit, we can't grow it anymore, why shouldn't we have a large chili cook-off event that takes
sure.
up all of downtown?
Exactly.
So I love that about, okay, so tell me about Brew City, talking about you know, culture of, you know, drinking culture and beer culture, you've started a brewery. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, a brew pub. Actually.
A brew pub. And there's a distinction there.
There's a huge distinction. you know, it's one of those things. Marty's actually, I always thought Marty's was ahead of its time as far as beer, craft beer, before it was called craft beer. It was microbrews, you know. Marty's, I remember when I was 21, 22 years old coming here, had Chimay and it had, you know, Sammy Smith's and you know, a lot of the kind of craftier beers mm-hmm. That, you know, most places didn't have.
They had the oatmeal stouts.
They had the oatmeal stouts and the Taddy Porters and the double chocolate, the Youngs. I mean, a lot of really cool stuff. So I remember always saying, why do they have all that beer? Who's drinking this? And you know, this is when I was just young and not, you know, cognizant of what good beer is.
Right.
So yeah, it's one of those things. So when we bought it, we wanted to bring in more craft stuff, and then it just so happens that Matt Hubert, guy who I've known for a while, and me pulled up two chairs at the bar, and he was talking about all the brewing he's been doing, and I've been saying that I've been home brewing for a while, and he just brought up, hey, it would be cool to do a small batch brewery in a place like Marty's, and I, you know, right away was like, why can't we? So mm-hmm. I took him into the back of the kitchen where they made a kitchen because they were doing some pulled pork and doing some food, you know, a few years back. And he looked at it, looked at the hood, looked at the electrical, the drains, and said, oh, my God. He said, this is meant to be. And I'm like, really? I said, you would know more than me. And we sat there and talked and talked. And next thing you know, we had applied for our brewer's permit. And we had started getting some stuff in place. And now, I think November 14th is when we got our brewer's notice, and we're calling it Brew City.
B-R-I-O-U-X,
like Sioux City. So, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, do you know what? Matt came up with that, and I said, perfect, that's it. I said, let's not even think about anything else. It's too cool. Yeah, and Brew City is actually going to launch here right in January. It's going to be a really cool thing. And a brew pub, what a brew pub is you can sell beer that you're brewing on premise. So we brew it in the back and we put it on our keg lines. You can come in and drink our IPAs or our specialty beers. We have a peanut butter stout. We got some cool stuff we're going to come out with right away. So, yeah.
Well, that's...
We're really excited about it. So and who knows where it's going to go, what it's going to be in a year. But
well, you've got such a cool crowd built in to Marty's that... I agree. It's an awesome idea, and the name is awesome. I love a clever name, but yeah, you're the second. I would say the second brewery that's going to be active in making beer and selling beer in Sioux City, and can't wait to put together. You know, at some point, put together like a passport program for our for our breweries in town.
Sioux City needs that, and you know, I was just reading a I don't know what it was, like a Census Bureau or something. It had a number of, what was that, 168,000 people in the metro, not the metro, but the area here.
The MSA, yeah.
And I don't know if that's, I thought it said 168,000. And we have one brewery. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? There's like, I believe Fort Dodge has two or three or four, you know, and some of these smaller towns have two. And it's like, what... You know, I think Sioux City's just really lacking, you know, local breweries.
I agree.
So, yeah, and we didn't do it because we thought Sioux City was lacking. I like beer. I like good beer. Matt loves brewing it. So we're just like, let's just do it and go from there. So,
well, you have to be passionate about beer to own any sort of a brewing operation. It is not something that just set it and forget it.
It's not easy.
They do sell kits that you can just, you know, make beer. But, you know, the process is really extensive. And you have to be scientific about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have any sort of consistency, you know, go down, you know, come over to Marty's at some point, check out their brewing operation, or, you know, go down to Jackson Street as well. And you can see that these things are not just, you're not just brewing beer on a whim. So, So yeah, I'm excited that you're excited about having a new brewery in town, and I know that people in our listening audience are definitely going to support it.
When we announced it, it was very overwhelming and awesome positive feedback we got from everyone. You know, I who knows what people are going to think? We're crazy, but you know, when we announced it, it was awesome. People were like, oh my God, this is the shares were incredible. And you know, we announced it at maybe 6 o'clock on a, let's just say a Wednesday. And it was in the newspaper Thursday morning on the second page of the paper. Right. I mean, people are excited and we don't want to let them down, you know, and it's one of those things we're like, oh my God, now, I mean, we gotta do this and we're going to do it right. That's why initially we're just going to, when we got our notice, just start brewing and start doing it. But now we push it back a little bit. We want to get all the things in place. We're going to have growlers. We want to have it so people can come in and fill up a growler and, it's a process.
There's a lot going on. And you have local, you found a local distributor that's interested?
Yes. We just spoke with a local distributor that says, hey, you know, what you're doing is great. I've been following it on Facebook. And we want to help you. We want to distribute. We want to help you distribute. Because as a brew pub, I can't self-distribute Brew City beer. So right. I can't just sell it to another bar to put it on their tap lines. You know, the state of Iowa has very strict laws that I have to sell it to a licensed, you know, wholesaler, and then they distribute it.
Right.
Just how the rules are. So it was great when I was approached by a local distributor that said, hey, we want to do this. We want to do this for you. We want to get it out, and we just want to help you.
It's kind of like a band signing with a major label or something. Somebody like a label comes by and says, hey, we want to help you put your album out.
That's kind of how I felt when I was kind of giddy inside. And you know, it's still in the process of speaking with them and getting off the ground with that. But the good thing is, I guess what that tells me is the support. We're going to get support. We're going to get local support on that level, on all levels, hopefully. And
get your beer in front of people.
And then... You know, I had a meeting with Matt last night, and I'm just like, okay, you know, we have this small batch situation, but if we have a couple really good beers, I want people to drink it. I mean, I want to distribute it.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I'm a bigger thing. I always think big in anything I do. Sometimes I think too big, but, you know, we know where we're at right now, and we're going to start small, and if this becomes something bigger, you know, what's funny is after I announced it, I had two people contact me about investing. Oh, you know, we can make this bigger. And I'm just like, it's funny because you haven't even tried the beers yet. You know, I think people are excited for us. And at this point, we're just gonna start with our small batches. And if that's how it remains forever, that's awesome. If it goes somewhere else, that's awesome too. We're just gonna take it day by day.
Well, Kelly, this has been awesome sitting down with you, and I know that you're a guy that is not afraid to take an idea and run with it. And I just love that about you. I love that you're doing not only Marty's Tap and some food events here. I hope you grow those things. And obviously the response has been great. So no reason not to, but just, you know, coming down here for food events gets me really excited about what a local kind of establishment can be. And then you've got Marty's, and you've got the Marquee, and then now with Brew City, just keep going.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that the other night. You know, I own an awesome neighborhood bar. I own a live music venue, which is awesome, and things are going really well down there. And I'm like, oh my God.
And the Marquee is a supporter of KWIT. You guys had fundraiser down there.
We had the fundraiser for KWIT a month or two ago, and that was really cool. I think we had Titans of Industry and the Ruralists came down and played, and it was right. Really cool. And, you know, that's the outlet of having this place and having the Marquee is we can do stuff like that. We love doing charities. We love doing, you know, stuff, bringing community together, eating, drinking. And then at the end, people making money. So
you're an owner of a live music venue and a brew pub and a
neighborhood bar. Wow, you know, this is pretty cool. From, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where I just kind of sit back and say I got really cool things in front of me, but making them succeed is all based on what you put into it. Yeah. So.
A lot of hard work there. So, keep it up, and we look forward to seeing many more good things come from Kelly Quinn.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Well, this has been Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Adrian Colbel. We'll catch you next time.